In the collect for the feast of St. Canute, the king, we pray, O God, who for the enlightenment of thy church didst vouchsafe to distinguish blessed King Canute with the palm of martyrdom and with glorious miracles, mercifully grant that, as he was an imitator of the Lord's passion, so we, walking in his footsteps, may deserve to enter into everlasting joys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So much suffering, and pain, and sadness, and anxiety all around us in this world in which we live. It is truly a veil of tears. Just turn on the news, be it Facebook or any social media or the television, and watch the news. 99% of it is all negative. It's all about some disaster happening. Close calls, maybe, with war. Or it might be the fires in Australia. It might be earthquakes somewhere else, or it could just be all the news about politics and an ever so close impeachment. So many negative things going on around us. Oh, and then there's all of your own personal problems and little crises of life. And we go to turn to what used to be the church, and we see that Vatican II has stripped the faith out of Rome and out of our institutions. It truly is a sad time in which to live. Is it possible to have any joy now, in this day and age? Well, the saints did it. The saints who lived in worse times than we do. The early martyrs, they learned joy. Some of them, we read about in the lives of the saints, went to their very execution singing hymns of joy, for they would soon meet their heavenly bridegroom. Or we read about the little flower, Saint Therese, who was enduring her own tuberculosis, which was very painful for her, and then the humiliation of her own father's illness, in which he lost his mind, essentially. And then, at one time, she had to fight to get into the convent. She had to struggle for it. And yet, all the time, with all of the externals in which she seemed so sad, she always, though, put on a smile, an outward sign of the joy that she experienced within. But we're no saints. Yet, we can still have true joy. After all, Almighty God, the good God, as the Kyrie of Ars always called him, permits evil in the world to go on. He has his own reasons. He has infinite wisdom, after all. But he still desires us not to be caught up in the headlines and the sadness, but to be above it all and to be filled with great joy. After all, if God became man, it was only to give us joy. For what did the angel say that first Christmas night? He said to the shepherds, I bring you tidings of great joy, for this day a Savior is born to you. God made us, not for misery, not for unhappiness. He made us for joy, for happiness, and he has done everything for us to enable us to live, even here on earth, with a joy that the world cannot give. Holy Father, he said. He prayed this as his at the Last Supper. Holy Father, I pray that they may have my joy in all its fullness. That prayer was for us and for the apostles. Joy, however, is not simply a matter of temperament. It's not a question of being sanguine or melancholic or whatever temperament you are. It is more than mere sentiment. It is more than emotion. All of those things change with mood and with time. Rather, joy is an attitude which we can will or not will. And more importantly, true joy is a fruit of the Holy Ghost. It is an effect of serving God. If there is no joy in your life, could it be that you have turned away from God, are no longer serving Him? For if you serve God, that fruit of the Holy Ghost will always be there. One can be in this life in great sadness, yet still experience the greatest joy. This is one of those mysteries of life, how that can work. Well, the sadness, that's controlled more by the lower part of our soul. It's closer to the senses, the way that we feel. But joy is much higher and is in the higher part of the soul, which is controlled by our will. You don't have to be sad. That's the great truth. Joy is a need for all of us. You can try to pretend that it isn't, but we all need joy. And he who learns to cultivate the spiritual joy in his life feels less fatigue and is the master of himself and his emotions. He finds it much easier to serve God and to fulfill the duties of his state in life. Yet on the contrary, those who give in to sullen and sad moods, they're depressed physically and mentally, and their health can easily be affected. Also, joy is, as the saints tell us, one of the best safeguards against temptation. That's something to think about. St. Francis, I love this quote. He said, "The devil is a carrier of dust, and as often as he can, he throws that dust in through the openings of the soul to disturb the clearness of our thoughts and the purity of our actions." Stay with that image from time to time. He throws that dirt into the soul to block your vision from seeing what can bring true joys in this life. How do you then attain true joy? I mean, especially with all of the bitter sadness that we have, and all the weather's not helping too much either, but if you want to attain it, you might start with turning away from the world, because the world, it doesn't have any of the means to give it. Why do we keep looking at the world for our happiness? Turn away from the world, turn off the electronics, and turn to Almighty God. God is our Father, who made us to His image, and God is infinite joy, wishes us to serve Him, not slavishly, but joyfully. How often St. Paul said that. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. And he was suffering shipwreck and scourging and stonings, yet always rejoicing. God is besides a father, He is our divine friend. And just as we rejoice in the happiness of our friends and loved ones, and will even go to extremes of self-sacrifice, of our time and our efforts and our money to make our loved ones happy, so also we should rejoice in God's happiness. One saint, he said this, "My God is infinitely happy. His happiness is sufficient for me. I am not concerned with finding out if it is warm, if the weather is pleasant or unpleasant. When we love, we are not bothered by such trifles. Rather, a joyful heart is the normal result of a heart burning with love." Chesterton says that joy is the colossal secret of the Christian. Do we possess it? Do we serve God in all of our misery with joy? Did you ever think of this as a concluding thought? As we're in the chair of the Unity Octave and praying for conversions, did you ever think that we, by not serving God joyfully, but by looking at him as a tyrant, ever ready to punish us for the least mistake, did you ever think that that might be what drives so many Catholics or non-Catholics further away from the church? But if they were to see joy, how many would come? One philosopher said, "The Catholics must sing better songs before I learn to believe in their Savior. His disciples need to look more saved." I end with this prayer. It should be a prayer we say in our own words, that we may never lead others to sadness, but only to joy. "May no soul ever be discouraged by me because of my agitation or because of my complications in life. May my soul, as well as my lips, smile upon all and be the occasion of true supernatural joy in their soul." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.